Donna Adamick, ADAMICK 4973. Donna, chief complaint. My sugars are out of control. Next number, sugars are in 250, even with 2,000 milligram daily metformin and fasting. Next number, this all happened after I received the injection of steroids. Next number, her last set of blood tests was in March of last year with her A1C of 7.7. Period. In the paragraph, she tells me that her weight's gone down a little bit because of hyperosmolar state and the fact that her sugars have been elevated. She says that one time she had the sugars around 100, but now they're in the 250 range. I explained to her that the steroids only affect the blood sugar for a short time and they should come back to normal. She has been off the she only received an injection and hasn't had any more steroids for at least a few months. Period. The paragraph, family history. She has no family history of medullary thyroid cancer. There's diabetes, hypertension, but no breast cancer, no colon cancer in the family. Social lives for, works for HR. Known her husband for 25 years, never been pregnant. Her periods are becoming spotty. She's never, last period was a week ago. Never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. Surgery, has had multiple cysts removed from her ovaries, consistent with PCOS, and has had a cholecystectomy. Migraine headaches, is medical problems, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, medication, metformin 1,000 milligram BID, Prilosec 40 milligram once a day. Allergy cortisone now because she thinks that's what she had problems with, her steroids and blood sugar, COVID immunization, non-family history as above, maintenance, mammogram is due, colonoscopy done a couple of years ago. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 268 pounds, the weight's down about 15 pounds, but for the wrong reason, because of increased blood sugar. Her last blood A1C was 7.7, so I don't believe her sugars were in the hundreds. She has O2 side of 98%, 97.6, 16, 68, 146 over 83. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck sensitivity, skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows mild edema. Neurological non-focal. Number one, diabetes. I'm going to start her on Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram once a day. Number two, hyperlipidemia. Number three, sleep apnea. Number four, RVH. Number five, the Mounjaro should have everything as was that was mentioned above. Next number, if the insurance does not okay the Mounjaro, then we need to proceed with another medication along with the metformin to get her blood sugar down. Next number, I'm going to A1C done today. Next number, I'm going to recheck her lipids. Next number, she does have fatty liver on the ultrasound. Next number, carotid ultrasound looks minimal blockage, shows minimal blockage. Next number is RVH per echocardiogram. Next number is mild lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number is lower extremity, shows no DDT or PDD in face of edema. Next number, sleep apnea is a huge concern. We talked about doing a sleep study at home, but if she Mounjaro gets approved, we're going to hold off because I think the weight loss is going to make a huge difference in her sleep apnea. Next number is history of PCOS, no evidence of it was seen today. Next number is abnormal periods, becoming more spotty, most likely related to going over perimenopausal state. Next time is UH was 2 plus glucose. Next time is she does not have any signs of urinary tract infection. Next time is yearly mammogram ordered. Next time is Mounjaro 2.5 milligram every week. Next time is she's going to call me next week. We'll go over her blood work and see what she was able to accomplish as far as the prescription is concerned. Next time is we talked about everything, and I gave her ample time to ask lots of questions before she left. Next number, reevaluate in 4 to 6 weeks, but talk next week. Thank you.